Hey, good evening, everybody. This Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, we begin to read Sefer Shmos, beginning, of course, with Parsha Shmos. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, after being assigned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the task of going to Paro to have the Jewish people released from their enslavement in Mitzrayim, Moshe, of course, is very hesitant to take on this mission. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, I'll send your brother Aaron along with you, and he'll be kind of the spokesman. Moshe felt that he wasn't a good speaker, he was tongue-tied, and so on. And towards the very end of the story, in terms of the before Moshe actually arrives in Mitzrayim, so it says in Parak Dalet, Pasuk of Zion, in the first source, "Va'omer Hashem al Aaron, lech likras Moshe hamidbar, go to the desert and greet and meet your brother Moshe, lech likras Moshe hamidbar, vayelech, and he went, vayifkishehu, and he met him, Bahar Helukim, the mountain known as Har Helukim, later to be called Har Sinai, and vayishaklo, he kissed him, Aaron met his brother Moshe, and he gave him a kiss. What does he give him a kiss? What does the kiss represent? So Sforno, in his commentary there, in Shmos Perek Dal, Pasuk of Zion, the second source, says, Vayishak lo kemenashek dover kadosh. It wasn't like we thought, maybe, you know, he hadn't seen his brother in a while. Moshe had been gone for X number of years, not clear exactly, but Moshe had been gone for a while. By now he was married and he had the children and so on. So Moshe, Aaron sees him, so he gives him a kiss. It sounds like, you know, his brothers are meeting after a while, they give each other a kiss. But the Sforno says not so. The Sforno says, Kemenashek Dover Kadosh. Aaron kissed Moshe, you know, as you kiss a holy item, a kiss of Dover Kadosh. Okay? And Ki'inyan Vayishakeyu, like we see in other places, and he refers to a Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph, I printed in source 3, he quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk there is talking about when Shmuel HaNavi anoints Shaul, King Saul, Shaul HaMelech, as the first king. So it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph 3, Vayikach Shmuel as Pach HaShem Vayitzok al Rosho, he took the oil, he anointed him, Vayishakeyu, and he kissed him. And he said, you now have been anointed to be the king. So Shmuel wasn't a friend of Shaul's. They didn't have a long-standing relationship. They weren't related to each other, but he kissed him because it was a sign of respect, that like a Dover Kadosh, you know, the man was now becoming the first king of the Jewish people. So the Sforno says that's the exact same thing here. In our parsha, Aaron kisses Moshe. What's interesting, though, is that the Sforno seems to be a little bit against a Medrash, at least the version of the Medrash that we have in Shmos Rabbah. And Parsha Hey Simon Aleph, source 4, the Mishnah says, Omu Rabo Seinu, Zal Kol Neshiko Shel Tiflos Hein. In general, kissing is you know, something that's unimportant. It's not particularly you know, significant for any reason. In general, a kiss, if people give each other a kiss, it's Tiflos really means silly. I don't know if it necessarily means it's silly, but it means that, you know, it's not something important, except Chutz Megimel, except in three instances. One is Neshiko Shel Gedula. Two, Neshika Shal preachers. Three, Neshika Shal Prokham. Explain what that means. Neshika Shal Gedula, Shenemar, that Pasuk and Shmuel Aleph, that's a kiss you give to somebody as a sign of respect, right? As a sign that someone has been elevated to a position of Gedula. And the way that Sforno interprets it in terms of, you know, Dover Kadosh, like the case with Shmuel kissing Shaul. And it quotes that Pasuk we just saw in source number 3. So that's number one. Two is Neshika Shal Prishus, a kiss when you're parting company with somebody. And that's a Pasuk Gemilas Rus I printed in Source 5, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Remember the two wives, men who died, the two sons of Nomi who died, Machlon and Chilion. So there was Rus and Arpa. And at one point, Arpa decides to leave. And it says in Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vatisena Kolom Vativkena Ol Vatishak Arpa Lachamoso Rus Dovkaba. Arpa left. Right, Arpa went back home, and Ruth stayed with Nomi. We all know how the story goes on from there. But it says when Arpa parted company from Nomi, she kissed her, right? It says, she gave her a kiss goodbye. So that's the second type of a kiss. Again, the first is a sign of gedula, a sign of acknowledging somebody's high position. The second is this Neshika Shal Prishus, and the third is Neshika Shal Prokin. When you haven't seen someone in a while, Shenemar, and then the Medrash here quotes our Pasuk from Parshas Shmos. Vayelech vayikasher b'halokim vayishaklo. Right, when Aaron kissed Moshe Rabbeinu. So not yet Moshe Rabbeinu, just Moshe at that time. And then the Medrash says one other source, Yeshomri at Neshika shal kravos, relatives and so on, and it has the Pasuk with Ein Bo Gnai, nothing wrong with that. Shenemar vayishak Yaakov l'rochel shohesa krovoso. That's in Parshas Vayetze. And the source number 6 in Bereshis Parakov Tes, Pesukim Yud and Yalef, when Yaakovino sees Rachel, so he moves the stone from the well and so on, and he runs up and it says in Pesukim Yud Aleph, in the second part of source 6, Vayishak Yaakov Rachel, he gave her a kiss and so on. Okay, but what's it? I'm sorry?
Why wouldn't this be the same thing? How would Aaron know that Moshe is now holy? He's just met him after 40 years.
Yeah, so that's
why wouldn't that, it just be a kiss of holiness?
Right, so it's a kasha on the sword. It's a kasha on the sword. Yeah, so the Medrash is right. The Medrash is saying it was a kiss that he hadn't seen him in a long time. That's exactly the Medrash. The question is on the Sforno. You're right.
Okay.
The Medrash quotes our pasuk as Nishika shall prokim. Look at the third line of four. Haven't seen somebody in a long while. Prokim means there's been an interval of time. And I hadn't seen each other. That's the pasuk. So it's interesting that that's not what Sforno says. So you're right. Okay, he could have had a different version of the Medrash. I don't know. But that's what I pointed out. Sforno says that Moshe's Aaron's kiss was more like the kiss of Shmuel and Ari Tashol. But the pasuk says, the way the Medrash says, is what you say. Enochanami. But anyway, whichever it is, we do see that the kissing is significant. There is some kissing significance. The kissing is something that has kedusha and that has stature. So that's what I'd like to speak about this evening. Specifically, I entitled the shiur "Kissing Something or Someone in Shul." Okay, so we find a number of things that we do kiss when we're davening, whether certainly even when we're davening at home. But we're talking about now in shul, where we find the following. There's a pasuk in Tillim. Pasuk in Tillim, source number 7, Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud. We only need the first couple of words, but Kol Atzmosai Tomar Hashem Michamoch. It's quoted in Nishmas, right? We say all my bones, all my every part of my body should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Hashem Michamoch. Hashem Mich, every part of my body. All right. So the Medrash and the Medrash Tillim, sometimes called also Medrash Shochar Tov, the Medrash not Pasuk in Tillim says, look at 8, Kol Atzmosai Tomar Hashem Michamoch. I can praise you, Hashem, with every single one, every part of my body. I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every single part of my body. And it goes through in the Medrash. I didn't print the whole Medrash, but it goes through the Medrash, different parts of the body. And he says, B'chazeh, with the chest, the front of your torso, Shesimas tzitzis keneged halev kol zman shikarei shma. When I say Kriya Shema, I hold my tzitzis next to my heart. I hold my tzitzis in front of my chest. So that's how my chest, so to speak, praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nemar, V'hayu Adrom Ela Asher Nechim Etzav Chayom Al Levecha. Pasuk in Source 9, Dvarim Perek of Pasuk Vav, which you know is in Kriya Shema, right? It says these words are Al Levecha, by your heart, by your heart. So therefore, we hold the tzitzis near our heart, all right? And then he continues the Medrash toward the end of the second line. Me'acharaya Milfanai, I praise you both in front of me and in back of me. That's his shlach the talis. Stay confos lachor. Stay confos of him. I wear the talis in such a way that there are two corners in front, two corners in the back. That's what we put our talis on, right? And for yad small, my left hand, ani kosher but tefillin shel yad. I use that to wrap my tefillin shel yad. And also uba ani oches tzitziosai bizman kriyishma. It's with my left hand that I hold my tzitzis during kriyishma. So we see from this medrash over here, notice nothing about kissing it. Okay, but this medrash over here does tell us a couple of things about tzitzis. It says, one, that you hold the tzitzis during Kriya Shema near your chest, near your heart. And number two, you're holding with your left hand. Generally, you wear your talis with the two strings, two corners in front, two sets of strings in front, two sets of strings in back. But when you come to Kriya Shema, you hold your tzitzis near your heart, and you hold it with the left hand. That's what it says in this medrash. Well, it's a medrash, but the Agos Maimonios in Hilchos Tzitzis on the Rambam Paragimel in Os Pei, source number 10. Lagos Manos quotes this. El Alocha, Medrash Shochatav quotes the whole Medrash we just saw back in source 8, the Medrash Tillim and Perek Lamed Hei. So it's Oz Beis in this presentation. So he quotes this whole Medrash, and towards the end, he says, the last line of 10, okay, Harei Shehamitzah Lechos Atzitzis Biyado Smolos Keneged Libo B'man Kriyashma. Says Lagos Manos. So we see from that Medrash that there's Taka Din, that it's proper to hold your tzitzis when you say Kriyashma next to your heart and to hold them with your left hand. Hold them with your left hand. Now, the Avudram in Dine Kriyashma, source 11, and we'll later Rishonim, writes, V'noagin miktsas ha'nashim, he says, some people have the practice, the first thing we'll mention quickly, we'll come back to, when you say, Uksartim la'os ha'yadecha, l'mashmash t'chon shayad, Uksha'omim v'ayilu t'otofos me'anecha, l'mashmash t'chon shayad, you touch your t'chon shayad when you say the pasuk, Uksartim la'os ha'yadecha, you touch your t'chon shayad when you say the pasuk, but here's what's relevant to us at the moment. When you say the psukim in the third parsha of Krishma, parsha tzitzis, and you mention the word tzitzis, to sort of hold or touch your tzitzis. Okay. However, continues the Avudram, Aval Rav Natchunoi Gon, Rav Natchunoi, one of the Gonim, Kost of Ha'oches Tzitzios Biyado Kishikori Krishma Yaharu Yihirusu. The practice that some people have, they want to hold their tzitzis during Kriya Shema, he says that's a sign of a full, you know, excessive pride. You know, it's a, we call that in English, holier than thou. You know, you got to be, oh, I'm a, you know, a special person. He says, why? There's no such obligation. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara or in any original sources, this medrash notwithstanding. And people don't do it. If you do something nobody else does and do it in public as a sign of a midas chasidus, and no one else does it, mechsichi or mitchazi kiyura. It looks like you think too highly of yourself. So this Rav Nochunai seemed to, the medrash notwithstanding, to discourage the practice of holding the tzitzis near your heart during Kriya Shema. In source 11, the Orchas Chaim, the Nichol Tzitzis Os Lamed Beis, quotes the same thing, Amr of Nochunai Gon, Zal, Ha'ose, Ha'oches B'tzitzios, B'yado K'shol Kriya Shema Yisirusu. He doesn't say Yuhura, but Yisirus, it's excessive, it's too much, it's not necessary. And he quotes V'chein Kosev Ramosha Gon, another one of the Gaonim, and he said, can you tell me you have to hold the tzitzis when you say the pasuk about tzitzis? So elameata, when you say the pasuk about tzitzis, you should touch your tzitzis. Well, okay, it's all right. But then he says, well, if that's the case, then when you get to the pasuk of uchsavtom al mezuzah be'secha v'sharecha, maybe you should go touch the mezuzah. We don't do that. Okay, can you imagine that? Right, everybody runs up to the mezuzah in the shul when it's time to say uchsavtom. We don't do that. So he says the same thing. Okay, well, we don't do that, and therefore he also discourages the practice. However, in one of the collections of the Tshuvas HaGaonim called Shari Tshuva, not to be confused with either the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah or the Shari Tshuva that's printed on the page in Shulchan Aruch, the Shari Tshuva was a collection of Tshuvas HaGaonim, so in Simen Pei Ches, it says the name of Rabbi Gaon there. It mentions this practice and the objection to the practice, okay, and the suggestion on the third line, Hilchach Osa Kain Tzoch Lam Dal Hasbe Shalo Shalo Yaseh, that a person should be discouraged from holding the tzitzis, you know, near the heart and so on during Kriya Shema. However, it doesn't mention that we've seen it. We see that people do it, okay, and I, the Kashabat Mezuzah, yeah, because you don't have a mezuzah in front of you necessarily when you're saying Kriya Shema. Your tzitzis are right there, okay, your tzitzis is right there. So what they don't, how come we don't touch the mezuzah? Okay, because you're not by the mezuzah. I don't know what he would say if you happen to be standing in shul right next to the mezuzah. I don't know. But he says, that's why. It's not a kashya. He says, when it comes to Kriya Shema, he says, the mezuzah is not in front of you. The tzitzis and the tefillah are in front of you. Okay, and if you're going to tell me it's going to mix you up, it's not going to mix you up. And if it does, then taka, don't do it. But again, he doesn't discourage the practice. Now, And certainly the more widespread practice is indeed like the Hagos Malanus, right? And we do hold the tzitzis during Kriya Shema, in the time we start Kriya Shema, we hold it with our left hand, we hold it near the heart. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, the question is, which tzitzis do you hold? You know, just the front two strings, or you put all four of them together? So it's interesting. There is a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which says in 14, Tanur Rabbanan, talking about what you have to educate your child, the cotton is a minor under the age of bar mitzvah to do. So it says if he's old enough to know how to shake the lulav properly, he's supposed to get him a lulav. And if he's old enough to how to wrap himself properly in the talis and tzitzis, you should get him tzitzis. So the Mordechai, there in that parent sukkah, and parak lulav goes, those remes, tofshin, samach gimel, 15, says, yodeh lisatev, tzitzis, avil kof, what does it mean? Lo sof dover lisatev, not just how to wear it and wrap them up, ela, lahashlich shtei kanfos lachorav, u shtei kanfos lafonav, like we said before, two corners in front, two corners in the back. Sometimes you see people who wear the talis, sort of like it's almost like a scarf, you know, with all the strings in the, when you go to the reform and the conservative temple, sometimes they have these talisim, which are actually just the shawls, the scarves. They go around like this and all the strings. So that's not correct, okay? When it says the cotton has to know how to put it on, he has to know that he has to keep two corners in front, two corners in the back. That's what the Mordechai says. And that's what's brought in the halacha and the Shulchan Aruch. Orachaim, Sim Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel 16, cotton Iodela, the Tzatif, Ovitzorch, Likach, Lutzitz, the Chanachal. And the Ramo adds, Vidavka, Kishiodev Latov, Shnei Tzitzis, Lefonov, Shnaim Lachar, like we said before. Okay, and then it adds, and also Viodea, the second line of 16, Lechos Atzitzis Biyado B'Shas Kriya Shema. The child's old enough to understand he's supposed to hold his tzitzis during Kriya Shema. So we are now seen that is the common practice. The objections of the Gaonim that were quoted in the Orchas Chaim and in the Vujam, notwithstanding the practice is indeed, as the Ramo writes here, to hold the tzitzis near your heart during Kriya Shema. In Simon Chav Dalad Siv Beis of Orachaim 17, the Mechaber says it as well. Mitzvah Lechos Atzitzis Biyad Smolis. Shulchan Aruch paskins that the proper thing is to hold your tzitzis next to your heart during the time of Kriya Shema, and because the pasuk Alav Avecha and so on. The Magen Avraham adds in the name of the Kisrei Ha'ari, when the Arizal in Sukkot Alav over there in Simchav Dala, the Magen Avraham adds Lechos Tzitzis Bein Kmitza Lezeres. Kemitza is the, we call that in English, the ring finger. And the Zeres is the pinky. Okay, so you hold it between the ring finger and the pinky. That's where you hold it. That's where the tzitzis are. Dafka over there, he has some reason. I'll be, you know, a Kabbalah. It's only a Arizal. All right, and he's supposed to hold them till after Kriya Shema, look at them. And then when you come to the word, Nemonim and Echmonim La'ad, you know, again, after Kriya Shema, in the Brach after Kriya Shema, I'm talking about the Kriya Shema Shachar. And the Meir, you don't have tzitzis because you don't have to be wearing tzitzis at Meir because no mitzvah tzitzis at night. When you come to those words, and here's the Magen Avraham is the first one to mention, again, the name of the Arizal was earlier. V'oz yinashe katzitzis v'yosir miyado. But notice that Tata HaGos Malenos, not the Midrashim, none of the earliest sources say anything about kissing the tzitzis, and not the Shulchan Aruch so far, okay? But the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Kisser Arizal, okay, the Magen Avraham does mention kissing the tzitzis. When? When you put them away, and you drop them, so to speak, you finish holding them after Kriya Shema. Yinashe katzitzis shemiyado. That's the name of the Kisser Arizal, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah in Source 19 brings, since you've caught in Dalad there, in Simichav Dalad, right? Biyado Asmos, Kosev Kisser Arizal, you should hold them between the ring finger and the pinky, and so when you get to the Parsha, here he adds, Ukshagia la Parsha tzitzis, that's the whole Kriya Shema. But when you come to the Parsha of Tzitzis, then Yikachem Gam B'Yad Yomin, then you should hold it also in the right hand. So apparently, when you're saying Kriya Shema, you hold it in the left hand between the ring finger and the pinky, and you're holding your daven. When you come to the Parsha of Tzitzis, your right hand also should hold them, and should look at them, and then later on, when you let them go again, V'oz Yenashek HaTzitzis Yasir Miyado. And it's Alev Avecho, because the heart's on the left side, so you hold them with the left hand and so on. Now, what's the idea of this? Because the idea is that you look at the tzitzis, and the pasuk says in Parsha Shlach and the Parsha Tzitzis 20 in Bemidbar Perak Tesva, pasuk Lamed Tes, V'ayalachem tzitzis u'isam also u'schartem is called mitzvah Hashem. The whole idea is to see the tzitzis and to remember the mitzvah Hashem, v'lo sasuru, not be led astray by your heart and by your eyes and so on, and l'man tizkuru as sisim is called mitzvah, etc., etc. So that's the idea behind holding the tzitzis. Now, that's how the Sefer HaManig, an early collection, when Hagen writes Dine Tefillah, page I involve in the edition that's here, 21, Uminag lahagbia kanfe atalas laharos atzitzis. Okay, but Omer v'halacham atzitzis. When you come to the words in the Parsha of Tzitzis that mention tzitzis, v'halacham atzitzis, should pick it up and look at it, lizikaron, like we said, to remember the Tayag mitzvahs. So, the word tzitzis, he says, is from the word metzitz, which means to gaze, to look at something. That's what the very word means. Leman tizguru. Okay. Now, it's interesting. We'll come back to the point of which tzitzis you're holding, because it sounds like, well, we don't really know. It sounds like maybe only the front two tzitzis, the other ones have to be in the back. On the other hand, they don't make that distinction. So we'll see that in a moment. But first, it's just interesting to note that the Sefer Mitzvah caught in the smack in Mitzvah Chof Ches counts as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, 22, listaka b'tzitzis, to look at the tzitzis. It's a mitzvah. To mitzvah, not stam. Okay, not just a Kabbalistic. Listakel b'tzitzis, he counts in the Sefer Mitzvahs caught in Mitzvah Chofchez. Listakel b'tzitzis. Okay? And Rabbeinu Yonah writes in a work called the Sefer HaYira. It's printed in the back of the Shari Tshuva, many editions. 23, Sefer HaYira. He writes, Uchshiagil or Isim Oso? Ya'ayin b'tzitzis. When you come to the words, or Isim Oso, which we just read, right? Not Pasuk in Parak Tazvav, Pasuk Yutes. When you come to that word, Shataka, look at it. Taka, gaze in your tzitzis. When you come to those words, or Isim Oso. All right, look at the tzitzis, the ayin b'tzitzioso. And the Sefer Charedim, we mentioned many times in the past, Sefer Charedim was a work where he lists all the mitzvahs of the Torah based upon which part of the body you use for the mitzvah. These mitzvahs done with your head, and this mitzvah with your arms. So then he has a mitzvah same in a Torah, hatliz beinayim. Right, it depends on your eyes. It's done with your eyes. We do it every day. And the Os Alav is, listakel b'tzitzis. He also counts as a mitzvah same in a Torah, to look at the tzitzis, okay? And of course, the idea is that that reminds you of mitzvahs, and then zechira mevila day you see, and you'll do the mitzvahs and so on. All right. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simchov Dalat Siv Dalat 25, Yesh Noagin. He doesn't seem to go so far as to say that it's a mitzvah. He says, Yesh Noagin listaka b'tzitzis. Some people have the minhag, have the practice to look at the tzitzis, kishamagim ul urisimoso. Again, the smak seemed, and the Sefer Charedim seemed to count it as a mitzvah. The Chaber doesn't seem to go that far. He just says, Yesh Noagin. And v'liteno somalanayim, bring them up to your eyes so you can look at them up close. Uminag yofehu, it's a nice minag v'chivuvah hamitzvah. It's you know, it shows chavivus of the mitzvah, chivuvah hamitzvah. Shows how beloved the mitzvah is to you. Okay, so but again, it doesn't count it as a mitzvah. And the Ramah adds here. Here's the point: gam noagin ktsas l'nashik katzitzis. So even without the Arizal, I'm going to run from before, here in Simen Chav Daled, the Ramah also mentioned that there's a practice that some have to also kiss you. Looking at the tzitzit, but you kiss them. And v'hakol hu chivuv mitzvah. This is all to show your affection and your love for the mitzvah. And but again, it's widespread today, I think. At one time, it wasn't so widespread. The Radvaz, as a tshuva, Radvaz, in Tshuva's Radvaz, Chela Gimel, Simen Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, tshuva number 1,000 overall. Okay, he writes in 36, Od Kibishas Kriyashma Tzakshu Kol Adala Tzitzi Zafonim. He says all four tzitzis should be in front of you during Kriyashma. Yeah, when you wear the talis, there'll be two corners in the front, two corners in the back. That's most of the time. But during Kriyashma, he says, Kol Hadala Tzitzios Lefonov, Lekai Marisa Maso, because you're looking at it, why should you look only the front two and not the back two? So when you come to the third parsha of Kriyashma, you gather, you take your right hand to a hold with the left hand also, okay, at least then you should have all four strings. Right? Kol Hadala Tzitzios Lefonov. It says, Chartim is coming to Hashem, and so on. Okay? And he has a further thing. The second line of 36, the Radvaz writes later in the tshuva, "Ubizman shadala titzis l'fonav yesh remez lezeh shari lamed beizkutim kfulin olin samach dalad." Okay, there are eight strings, right? And so four corners of 32, and you hold them, fold it over. That's 64. And it happened to be 64 words from the beginning of the parsha of Kriyashma, the third parsha of Kriyashma, parsha titzis, darba ben yisov, asulam titzis, until an eshmal kechem has 64 words. Okay, and he has, other things that... It's Misakani, it's a horror and different things. So the idea is, according to him, is hold all four tzitzis in front, not just the front two, at that point. The Beis Yosef, there in Aruch Chaim Simen Chav Daled, in Sifhei 27, he writes, Kosov Aram Rikant, the Menachem Rikanti, Besov Parash Shlach, Keshem Yistakel, but tzitzis, Oz Mistakel, B'shtei tzitz Shalafonav. He says, no, his practice was only the front two. Okay, when you look at the tzitzis during the third parsha of Kriyashma, just the front two. And he's going to say, because there are 10 knots, 5 knots on each side. They look at your talis, your tzitzis. Remez, as a remez, asorik shorim, whatever exactly that is, that's through the spheres, the 10 emanations of God, okay? And furthermore, he says, the 8 techutin have to do with this, all kinds of different things. It adds up to shem havaya. Okay, so anyway, when you take the two tzitzis in front, because you have the two tzitzis in front of you, have 5 knots, 8 strings, that's 13. 2 is 26. That's a shame. Yud kei vav kei. All right, all these remuzim, all these different things. But the bottom line, he says you're only holding the front two tzitzis. And that's how the Mechaber Paskins in Simen Chav Daled, they say, hey, 28. Kishem istakel b'tzitzis. I mean, that's according to the Beis Yosef. That's the Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Kishem, he writes, Kishem istakel b'tzitzis, mistakel b'shnei tzitzis shalafonav. Sheshba Masorik Shom Remez Lahavayos, and the Shabur there in Sivkot and Ches says in 29, Lesfiros has to do with the 10 spheres. Okay, whatever exactly that is, there were 7 spheres and the 3 other ones. Okay, and he has the 15 Chutim and the Sarik Sharim with the 26. Okay, that's how he paskins. So that is the practice that the Shulchan Aruch says just the front two tzitzis during Kriyashma. And he says it later as well. It's in Samach Aleph, Sivchof Hei Baruch Haim, 30. U'kashe Yomer u'reisim oso, yimashmesh bebeiz tzitzis shalafonim only. Okay? Again, that's the practice that he quotes. The Vilna Gaon is against this whole practice. And let's remember, the kissing, well, the Mogan Avraham quoted from the Arizal earlier. We mentioned it, Ramon mentioned here that some people have the practice of Vilna Gaon was against it. In the Maaser Rav Os Lamed Tes, it's a collection of the Hanhagos of the Gro, written with the approval of Rav Chaim Volozhin, his primary Talmud. And he writes in Os Lamed Tes in the Maaser Rav, B'kriyashma oches beiz titzis shalafonav. He only agrees it's just the front two titzis that you hold. V'eino menashe klal. And there's no kissing. No need to kiss the titzis. All right, so the Gaon agrees that it's just the front two tzitzis, but there's no kissing. However, the Chai Odom, Chelek Aleph, Chal Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, writes in 32, U'mitzo lechos of tzitzis b'yad smolos, and then you hold it with your left hand, and so on, and you should look at it when you get to the Pasuk or Isim or so, and he says, when you say that, v'nos, look at the end of the Chai Odom, v'nos inos ha'inayim, u'menashkin oso, mishum chivav mitzvah. He says you do kiss it. And definitely, with all due respect to Malagon, he says you do kiss it. The Ben Ish Chai, the great Sfardi Posek, Shon Mishon, Parish of Era, Os Chav Aleph, 33. Keshe Yomar, Uriso, Sitako, but Titsi, Yado, Shnei Ponim, is there? You have to look at it twice, one after the other. And he says you should pass them right in front of your eyes. And again, these different Ramazim with 5 strings and so on. And Vienashke Macharka, you should kiss them. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also in Siman Yud Zayin, Siv Zayin, 34. Okay, and he tells us to practice Kodem Kriyashma Kesha Omer Vavienu Lushalom Arba Kanvos Arts. No telas that tzitzis beyond sounds like all of the tzitzis, all four. But also Mishas Kriyashma, Beyond Smo, Ben Queen's Lazarus, Keneged Libo, Bukshimagil Vayomer, she parsha tzitzis, Oxen Gambi Mino. And we say, Uri Isama, so you pass them by your eyes, Umistaka Bahan Ben Noshkon. You do kiss them. Okay, and it's all because of chibas hatzitzis, love for the mitzvah, you kiss it, and so on, you hold it till the end, then you let it go, and you kiss it once again. So that is the widespread practice today. That's even in shul, when you say, we are kissing the tzitzis. Many people kiss it each time you say the word tzitzis, the three times that it's mentioned, and by Shema Kechem Emes, and by Nechman al-Ad, and some people by Kayomes, a different minhagim, and it's exactly when to kiss the tzitzis. I showed you the primary minhagim. There is one other time during davening where we kiss our tzitzis, and that is by Baruch Sha'amar. Okay, if you look in Archaim Siman Nun Aleph Sif Aleph 55, Omrim Baruch Shomar 35. Omrim Baruch Shomar Kodem Psukah Dezimah B'Yishtabach Achrayim. Right, we begin Psukah Dezimah with Baruch Shomar, and we end it with Yishtabach. Okay, and the Magen Avraham says when you say Baruch Shomar there, the Magen Avraham also says V'yochas B'beis Atzitzios Shebetalashem Keneged Panah B'Shasmeres Baruch Shomar. He just says hold the two front tzitzis, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph writes. Ma'oches beis 2037. Ma'oches beis tisul fana b'shasmes baruch shomar ulachar gemar baruch shomar yinashkein. We kiss them right after baruch shomar. So there we go. The different times we kiss our tzitzis, even in shul, the rivash has a children.
What about the petechet yadecha?
Doesn't say about kissing the tzitzis. I don't know. People kiss the tzitzis.
You just touch it.
Tefillin.
You just touch it. But you don't. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, man, there may be different minhagim. I'm not, yeah. Now, the reverse.
Part of Baruch Shomar do you kiss it?
Right when you finish. Melech, we'll
but part. Why? But what does it have to do with tzitzis?
That's a good question. And I don't know. Magen Avraham mentions the name again from the Arizal. So that's, again, all kinds of, Kabbalistic ideas. I don't know. Okay, the modern quotes from the Kabbalos, the Arizal. The
Rivash, not to interject, but all these, like, you know, all these Haminhagim. I never saw Rav Lichtenstein once kitzis, titzis, hold them, yes, do anything. I watched him for 25 years.
Very possibly, because I don't know if he followed all the Minhagim of the Gra, but certainly Rav Salavitch.
He followed Minhagim of the Gra.
Part he did. So back in 31, that's some of the Gra says, Einom, no Menashe Kal, there's no kissing. They're different Minhagim. I'm not.
He didn't have his titzis out. They were wrapped around his belt. He didn't have them out.
Correct.
Not.
That's absolutely correct. And again, I mean, those who follow the Vilna Gaon and so on do not do it. He says it openly. The Rivash has a tshuva in Siman Tov Pei Vav 38. He asked Kasha and so on because somebody sent him that his practice was to look at the tzitzis during Kriyashma when he came to Reisim Oso, and because he saw this Rabbeinu Yonah that we mentioned earlier in the Sefer Yira and the Smak and so on. But he said people in the shul were bothering him and they were telling him they shouldn't do it and so on. Okay, so the Rivash in the second paragraph writes, look, I don't want to go so far as the Smak and the Sefer Haredim who say it's a mitzvah to look at the mitzvah not Torah. So I'm not ready to go that far, but it's certainly a good practice and, there's nothing wrong with it. Adarab, it's a good thing. It's Chiv of HaMitzvah. And he writes, I do it also. You can read through this. Okay. You'd look at it during Kriyashma and by Risham. So he said, don't change your practice. Kacha enoig mori chaser rabba bin a peretz hakohen zatzal. He said, many people do that. And again, they're different minhagim. And therefore, he says, you can certainly rely on all those who said that you're supposed to kiss it and there's nothing wrong with it and you don't have to feel embarrassed. Other people don't have to. That's the minhag, but the people shouldn't bother you. And that's right to the end. Lochen achoz b'minhagchot. Stick to your God. Stick to your practice and it won't be a problem. Okay? And you'll be fine. Now, so much about tzitzis. Now, tefillin. So we brought up before tefillin. So we also spoke about touching a tefillin. We didn't say anything yet about kissing a tefillin. There's a psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh in Perkov Ches of Shmos, psukim Lamed Vav to Lamed Ches, I printed in Source 39. Okay, the psukim there are talking about the tzitz. The tzitz was the golden plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. He had it tied on his forehead, and it said the word Kodesh Lashem. And the Pasuk says, right, in Pasuk Lamed Vav there in Perkov Ches of Shmos, Vasisa Tzitz Zahavtar, right? You have to have a tzitz out of pure gold and so on, and you put it to hang it up with the threads of Tchelis. Okay, good. And it says in Lamed Ches, V'hayal Meitzach Aaron, had to be on Aaron's forehead. Then at the end of the pasuk, it says again, "V'ha'al mitzvot tam," it has to be on the forward or forehead all the time. So the Gemara in Shabbos and the Yud Beis and Aleph and a few other places, but I quoted the source in Shabbos 40, says Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, "Chayav Adam lemashmish tefillin kol shal shal." You really should be touching your tefillin all the time. Why? Because you can't be mesiach das. Tefillin is so holy and so significant that you have to be aware at all times you're wearing tefillin. You don't forget that you're wearing tefillin. And if we should constantly remind yourself by touching the tefillin regularly that I've got tefillin on, because tefillin required that there be no hesech hadas, no removal of your attention from it. And the Gemara learns that as a kavachomer mitzitz, because the tzitz, it says, v'hayal mitzchot tamid, and it's always on his forehead. As Rashi says, then it makes it off in 41, kroy yaseru. You have an extra, it's an extra phrase, because it already said, v'hayal mitzchot tamid. No, it has to be on his forehead. He has to be aware of it all the time. So just like he has to be aware of it, well, if that's true of the tzitz, says the Gemara, which only has the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei once, it said Kodesh Lashem. The tefillin have many more than one mention of Hashem. So certainly, you have to be aware, you're wearing, so to speak, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You better keep your mind on it at all times. That's the idea. And that's the Rambam Paskins. Hilchos Tefillin Perek Dal Halacha Yud Dalad, 42. Chayav Adam Mashmat Tefillin Kolz Man Shem Allah. Shalo Yaseh Daito. Touch your tefillin regularly, so you won't remove your attention from the afilu rega echad. Shekedushasim gedolam ekedushas hatzitz, because they're holier, they're more sanctified than the tzitz. Because there's only one time in the name of Hashem, and the tefillin have echad v'ashem 21 times and so on. And the shal yad and the shal rosh, right? And the Shulchan Aruch brings this too in Hilchos Tefillin or Chaim Sim Chav Chesif Aleph. Chayav Adam l'mashvish v'tefillin b'chol shol. You should touch your tefillin regularly. Same thing like the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, forgotten out, not every second. I mean, we've been touching the tefillin all the time. It means, Pirish says, the Mishnah Berurah, b'chol shor shenitzkom, when you think about them, touch the tefillin. You have to keep reminding yourself about them. Okay, so there won't be any kind of hesech hadas. Now he mentions, what about while you're davening? So in Sukkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, while you're davening, b'eis ha'tefillah ain't tzarech l'mashmish for him. You don't have to. But the Prima Gadim is not convinced of that. The Prima Gadim, Mishnah Berurah says, look on the Prima Gadim. There in Simcha Ches, in the Eishal Avram, Simcha and Aleph, it's Mogan Avram, Shom, Dome, B'Tfila, Ein Tzarch L'Mashrihem, and Neil, because remember, when else are you doing it? But remember, they used to wear tefillin all day. She says, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're wearing tefillin all day, you got to remind yourself regularly that they're still on. When you're doing other things, you're dominating, you won't forget. However, the Prima Gadim writes, any other day, I'm not so sure. Okay, I mean, you know, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says in Simcha Ches, 46, the Rabbi Latanya says, "Eino chayav l'mashmish b'hem b'shatzus." Oz ein lachos sheivolei the hesach hadas. During davening, we're not worried you're going to have a hesach hadas. You'll remove your tent. Yeah, right. Okay. I guess if it's a shulchan aruch harav, you know, during davening, you won't remove your attention from tefillin. Most of us dream about all kinds of other things during davening, anyways. So I'm not so sure. But the shulchan aruch harav said, during davening, I'm not worried you're going to start thinking about foreign nonsense. The whole idea is when you have the tits thrown on, like the tits, you're not supposed to think about other things. But says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but during davening, what else are you going to think about? Okay, well, I could tell him a few things, you know. But unfortunately, when we daven, we think about lots of other things. But that's what Shulchan Aruch Harav says, that during davening, you don't have to, because you won't be joking around, the Kalas Rosh. But anyway, you're supposed to touch your tefillin regularly. Now, the Shulchan Aruch there in Simon Samach Aleph, Sif Chav Hei, writes in 47, we saw that in Avudram earlier. At least when you come to those two psukim, touch your shal yad, touch your shal rosh. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Lamentez, also in the second parsha of Krishma. Remember that phrase appears twice. It appears in the first parsha of Krishma, and in the second, the same thing. You touch it four times. Okay, now again, no one said anything about kissing. However, again, the Chayodom. Chelik Aleph Kal Yud Dalat Tziv Tezvav 49. Also, Lasiach Taitum Tefillin. You're not supposed to forget about when you're a Tefillin, not have a Hesach Hadas. And it doesn't mean just Hesach Hadas, but not Tzchol. It doesn't mean you have to be thinking of it every second, but it means not to have involved in Tzchol and Kalas Rosh, Leitonis, nonsense, and jokes, and so on and so forth, lightheaded behavior. And he said, that's awesome in the Torah. We learn it after the Tzitz and so on. Okay. And then he writes toward the end of the third line there, Chayav Lamashish Ben Mashmash Chilab Shayad. Right, so touch the shal yad first, then the shal rosh, and kiss them. The haminag lenashek, here it is, kiss them. B'shas mishmush. And also, b'shas hanachos ha-mechilotzim, when you first put your tefillin on, and mechilotzim, when you take them off. Yishum chivav mitzvah. So he said, you should kiss them. When you put them on, kiss them to put them off. And when you touch them during davening, you should kiss them as well. So that's the chayodam who mentions the kissing, the kiss of Shulchan Aruch also, in some yud sif yud zayin. 50, chayav odon lamashmir tefillin, b'chol shav v'shosh nisquehem. Be that way, you won't come to a Hesech Hadas and so on, because you'll be touching them all the time. You remember about them. Shoyad, Shorosh, Umina Yofa. It's a nice minute to touch it by Kriya Shema when you say the psukim related to Tzvon. Shar Tomos Hadecha until you touch the Shoyad Vinoshek. Shomer Yehiltos Menechem Mashrev Shorosh Vinoshek. He also mentions kissing. Okay, now the Avudram, in much earlier than these authorities of Chayodim and Kitchoch mentioned, he mentions a practice to kiss in the name of the Gaonim already, 51. Cause of Gaon, Sheminag HaChachomim L'Nashik HaTzulim B'Shas HaNachosom V'Shas Chalitzosom. When you put them on, you take them off. Doesn't say about when you come to the Pasuk Ukshartim L'Oz, but at least when you put them on, you take them off. The Urchus Chaim, and his Hilchus Tzulim, and the Chalikav, and the Urchus Tzulim Oz Yuralov, says the same thing. He says, Kach Minag Kol HaChachomim. The minig of the chacham is to touch the tzon and to kiss them. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Simur Chav Ches of Siv Gimel, minig chachamim l'nashik ha-tzon b'shas hanachosom or b'shas chalitzosom. So you kiss the tzon, you put them on, and we take them off. Okay, why? It doesn't say why, but the Levush in there in Simur Chav Ches of Siv Gimel explains the end of the phrase, k'dei l'chavei v'hamitzvah. Again, it's all to show love and respect and reverence for the mitzvah. But here it only says minig chachomim. However, the Elia Rabba already, in Simchav Ches there, in Simchot and Hay, says minig chachomim, minig yofa. That's a good minig. V'tov l'chol ish Yisrael asuk. And everybody should do it, not just Talmud Chachomim. And he quotes in one psalm that says, sometimes everybody should pretend to be a Talmud Chachom. Everybody should say, I'm a Talmud Chachom. Right? And this is one of those times. So he says, even though the language of the Shulchan Aruch is minig chachomim, which he got from the Avudram and the Aruch HaShem, says minig chachomim, nevertheless, the Eliyahu Rabbi says everybody should do it. You should kiss your tefillin when you put them on and when you take them off. Okay? Now, it's interesting because, you know, we always try, after putting on the shalyad, to minimize any interruption between the shalyad and the shalrosh. In fact, we don't even finish wrap. Most of us don't even finish wrapping the shalyad, right? You put the shalyad on and the krichas on the arm, but then the stuff that you finish up with the hand and the fingers, that's later. You wrap it up not to have any kind of hefsik in between putting on the shalyad and putting on the shalrosh. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He goes, Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simon Yud, can you kiss the tefillin? Is that a hefsik? Right, to kiss the tefillin? He says, well, maybe. Okay. He says, some wanted to bring a raya that it's a hefsik because, you know, just like finishing wrapping, okay, is a hefsik. We don't finish wrapping, we stop. So to minimize the interruption between putting on the shalyad and the shalrosh, so you shouldn't do anything else. Don't deny even kiss it. You should do nothing else. All right, and that's what he says. And if that which is a shtickle mitzvah, because the krichos, the finished wrapping is part of the mitzvah, you don't do that, then certainly kissing, which is just optional, which is just a reshus, it's not mentioned anywhere, and so on, then certainly you shouldn't do it. However, I got to write to the end. The shikah shavada enim. This is anachas tefillin. Kissing the tefillin is certainly not the mitzvah of anachas tefillin. But you don't do that. So certainly, certainly you shouldn't do it here. But he concludes, ach misuara nota she'ena hefsek kaven she'ein b'zeh inyan shihu klal. No shihu. How long does it take to kiss it? Not to take time. But they're wrapping till you finish. So you wrap. But kissing, they're not going to lose any time. Therefore, there's no reason not to be able to do it. So that's our
emotion. I know why Rav Moshe holds that, by the way.
Right.
I know Rav Moshe. No, because there's not a person in the world who doesn't know they're not wearing tefillin. Yeah. Like you say, Hesach Hadas. Who doesn't know they're not wearing tefillin? Like, yeah, you don't know you're not wearing tefillin. You know, who's going to have a Hesach Hadas on that?
Yeah,
you know you're wearing tefillin. Like,
yeah. Yeah, so but
that was said at Pia Shmuel, like Rav Dovid would say, like, you know you're wearing tefillin, like, you know.
Right.
Like,
right. Yeah, halavai. Anyway,
maybe.
That's what Moshe writes here. And the tshuva, that's not such a big delay to kiss your tefillin. However, I just want to mention Rav Yosef, in the Sefer Yaakov Yosef, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the Aruch Haim Simon Chof Hei, he mentions, Minig Ha'os Tazayin, Sif Tazayin, 57, Minig HaChachomim is to kiss the tefillin, but he says, not the tefillin, not between the tefillin Shiyad and Shulchan Aruch, so different customs. I think I once heard of Shechter says that you should not kiss them, but he does not want to kiss in between. Others do. Okay, different men hug him. All right, that's about tefillin. So we kiss our tits, we kiss our tefillin. I didn't really find in print, there are different times you mentioned before, Josh, about Poseach Shadecha, people touch the tefillin. Yismucho Shemaim Sogela Aretz, which is Rosh Hatevis UK Vavke, some people touch the tefillin. Okay, and we kind of touch them and then kiss the hand, right? Touch and kiss. So I do it also. I'm not saying anything against it, but it's not. Now, these are the men hugging that are brought, the ones I showed in the classics. Former other things are in the realm of minute. But anyway, we certainly kiss the tzitzis and the tefillin in shul. What else do we kiss in the shul? So, of course, there's a Sefer Torah. So the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Hey, it says Achre Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. Go after, follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So an interesting Gemara in Sota Lamed Testament Beis 59. Amar Tamchan Rishuv and Levi Ein HaTzibur Rishoyin Latzeis. Okay, people should not walk out of the shul, okay, until the Sefer Torah has been taken out and put in its place first. Apparently, they're talking about a situation where the Sefer Torah was not put away in the Aron in the shul, but it was kept in some other room, or maybe it was kept in someone's house for safety purposes or whatever. They would take it out of the shul. So it says that people shouldn't walk out of the shul until the Sefer Torah does. Okay, until the Sefer Torah is taken out. Ad shinatol Sefer Torah v'nechum komo. Okay? And others say it might be different if there's multiple exits and so on. Okay, how do we know that this is true? Because it says, Achra Hashem Eteach Elkechem Teilechu in 58, the Pasuk and Parshas are A. Very good. Okay. You go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You follow. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You follow. Let the Torah go out first. Okay? Again, it's a discussion of different doors. We're going to go into all of the details. And again, Rava said he was told by a certain individual named Barahina. The reason is because Achra Hashem Elkechem Teilechu. In any event, the Rambam paskins this way in Hilchos Tfila, Parag Yud Beis Halacha Chav Dalet 61. Mokom in those places, Shemotzi and Sefer Torah, Achar Shekarim Bo Melichon Osola Bayis Achar Latzniel. Those places where they take the Sefer Torah out of the shul and bring it to somewhere else, someone's house or something like that. Ein Hatzibur Oshalotzeis Achiyet Sefer Torah. Be'alavu also until the Sefer Torah is taken out, you should escort the Sefer Torah. People should walk next to and escort the Sefer Torah out of the shul until it comes to a place where it's going to be left. And that's in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Or Chaim Sim Kuf Mem Tes Sif Aleph. And the Ramah says, one person walks out, it's okay, it just shouldn't be a whole scene. And then he talks about if one of their multiple doors and so on, so then it's also okay, because not a chutzpah. Anyway, at the end of that Ramah, in Simon Kuf Mem Tes, Sif Aleph 62, he says, by the way, I'm sorry, before I get to the end, he says the proper thing is to escort this. When they bring the Sefer Torah back, let's say, back to the Aron, all right? So we should, the people who are nearby should walk together to the Sefer Torah, to kind of milave, and some people do that, you've seen that, and milave the Sefer Torah back to its place, to escort the Sefer Torah back, okay? So that's what he mentions. Look at the fourth line. Over Mekomos Shematznian Oso Behechel, those places, which is most of our shuls, where they put the Sefer Torah in the Hechel. Hechel means the Aron. The Aron, right? That says Shuha Aron Beis HaKnesses. Then Mitzvah L'chol Mishoveres L'fanu Lavosa Abitnei Aron. Anyone whom the Sefer Torah passes by should follow it to the Aron. That's what he says. Okay, until it's put over there. And he mentions the guy who had Glila should do that. The guy who had Hagba should do that. The guy who had Glila should wait until the Sefer Torah is being taken. A lot of times, the guy who does Glila, he's done and he sits down. No, you wait until the Sefer Torah is picked up and moved. Okay. Anyway. Unless it's been a long time, let's say we have Torah, some different story. Anyway, but at the very end, look what the Ramah writes in 62. V'yesh shekasu, some write, shemeviyim hatinokos lenashek haTorah. They bring the little kids to kiss the Sefer Torah, to teach them, to educate them how important the Torah is, and so on. That's v'chein noga. We'll come back to that. But in any event, the main thing you see, though, for adults, not for little kids, is to be malav the Sefer Torah, to accompany the Sefer Torah as it comes, that's being brought from the bimah, let's say, back to the Aron, if that's where your seat is located, okay, and you follow it up the Sefer Torah back, okay? The Chayodom, again, in Chelik Aleph, Kal Lamed Aleph, Sif Mem Bey, is 64, right? Chayav Linho, covered God of the Sefer Torah in general. You have to have great respect for the Sefer Torah. You have to have a special place for it, and so on. Ubishah, Shemotziyam, Achnis, and Sefer Torah, Mitzvah, Lechol, Mishover, Sefer Torah, Lavos, Ad Mekomo. And the guy who did Hag Megillah, also should escort the Sefer Torah to its place. Okay? Now, the Aruch HaShulchan in 65, there in Aruch Haim Sim Kuf Mem Tes and Sif Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, you know, it could be a little bit cumbersome. Okay? If everybody in the shul is going to escort the Sefer Torah, it's a little bit difficult. But he says, other people are not so convinced in this process that you should escort the Sefer Torah, because who are you? He writes, it's a little bit of pride again. Okay? That's what he says in the end of the third line. The middle of the fourth line. Some people don't do that because Mexicura, Shemara Atzmo, Shahu, Kedaila Leos Mimalabe Torah. Okay? And it's a difference whether you're taking it out or putting it back and so on. And everyone should do what they're trained to do. And everyone should be Mechavim, Libo Lashamayim. Okay? The Pumagodim simply adds in the Eish Avram and Sivkot and Gimel, the guy who had Glila should wait, even though the Sefer Torah is not being in front of him, but he should wait. Okay. And the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Moruk Tzia, not Simon Kufnantes, right? Ha'idna, he wrote what I said before, I mixed up, not the Rosh Hashanah. He says, he wrote, Ha'idna nowadays, lo kapti lalavos ha'sefer Torah. We're not so makbid that everybody escorts the Sefer Torah. He says, because it's just impossible. Shum the dochiglo, most shuls. How's it going to work? Everybody's going to come and escort the Sefer Torah. It'll be a balagan. Okay? And there, lo efshal chulat tzibur lemezal basar. Not even the whole shul can't do it. All right? And at the chidor, but again, it didn't say anything about kissing the Sefer Torah, did it? It just said being malav, except for the little kids. You know, the chidor and the Sefer Ladavid Emes and Simon Chavov says those places. In the Oz Gimel, the Mokum from those places, Mokum from Tzias Sefer Torah Behechol, Beis Hakness Behechol, then everybody who's nearby certainly should escort the Sefer Torah. Others say, and other people don't want to do it because it's Yora, okay. And then at the end, he also writes, Yesh Omrim Sheyavia Tinokos, bring the little kids; they should kiss the Sefer Torah. That originates in the Or Zeruah, Chelik Beit Zuch Shabbos in Mem Ches 69, the Achar Shekara. Holech shatz v'yoshev al katidra, the chazan sits in a certain place. V'chol atinokos, all the kids then come up and kiss the Sefer Torah, and so on. They should train them in mitzvahs and desire them to have cover of the Sefer Torah, and so on. Okay, the Sefer Yisod b'shor shavoda quotes the Arizal again, 70 mechabkim umenashkim al Sefer Torah b'shtei zos. He says you don't just kiss the Torah, some perfunctory kiss. You grab it, you hug it, you give it a hug and a kiss, you know? You grab it with both hands and give it a kiss. Okay, none of this business of taking your tzitzit string and putting over there. He doesn't like this practice. He says, look at the end. The lokim of 70, lokim of shonogim liga biyad lanasha kayad. We do like this. You kiss the Torah and kiss your hand. So what do? You kissed your hand. You touch the Sefer Torah, then you kissed your hand. What is that? He says it's a minig borus. It's a silly minig. Right, the Sefer Torah passes by, so you touch the Sefer Torah with your hand, then you kiss it. He said, what is that? Okay, he therefore thinks the name of the Arizal, you should actually hug him. Others disagree, though. Reb Henkin, I don't have in the sheets, Reb Henkin, the Rav in New York, you know, before Moshe Feinstein, Reb Henkin wrote, he has a problem. People going up and they kiss the Sefer Torah, and I guess we'll be especially sensitive to today with COVID. But even before COVID, this guy's got a cold and he slobbers over the Sefer Torah. The next guy gives it a kiss. By the time it comes to the sixth guy, you've got germs from, you know, all kinds of people all the Sefer Torah. So Henkin is opposed to the practice and you want to kiss it with your tzitzit string or just melave it. Remember, kissing is not mentioned. Okay? The Tzitz Eliezer, in Chuvah Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Beis Simen Mem, Os Aleph, has a different problem. He said, it goes so overboard. You ever see in some shuls, and I don't want to make fun, but it's a Tzitz Eliezer, criticize the practice. When they take out the Sefer Torah, it becomes a parade. There's a parade. The guy holding the Sefer Torah. Behind him is the rabbi. And behind him is the president. And after him is the secretary and the treasurer. They're all marched down. And it's a political convention. Everybody says hello and they greet the Shabbos and shake everybody's hand. Meanwhile, the Sefer Torah is waiting. You know, exactly, it says, and to go ahead and bring the Sefer Torah all around the shul so everybody can kiss it? No, let the people come up to kiss it. You don't bring the Sefer Torah to them. Okay, maybe Erev Kippur is a different story by Kol Nidre, but otherwise says it's Eliezer. I don't think it's right. He thinks it's you want to kiss the Sefer Torah. Okay, so come up to kiss the Sefer Torah. But this idea that you're going to bring it to everybody, then they're going to give it to the woman. She'll pass around the woman's section. Meanwhile, the Sefer Torah. Sometimes we do things that are supposed to be the covered Sefer Torah. It has the exact opposite effect. I can tell you, I was a gabbai for many years before I had my own shul. I was gabbai in a different shul. And I can tell you that Sefer Torah never looked more ragged than it did on Simchas Torah. If the people have been dancing in Sefer Torah, schwitzing, and it twists, and I would have to open the Sefer Torah because I want to make sure it's in the right place, so we're going to have other minyanim, so we got to roll to the Zeis HaBrocha. Sometimes you open the Sefer Torah, it was so tangled and twisted, and the gartel fell off, and it's this is the time we're supposed to be dancing l'kovod HaTorah, through Kavod HaTorah, or Simchas Torah through Kavod HaTorah, and ends up being a design for the Sefer Torah. People are lifting it, and hucking it, and that's, again, the intentions are good, but you have to be very careful. Anyway, that's it. Tzitzelez doesn't like this practice. And he says at the end, it's on the shoulders of the Rabbanim to eliminate this practice that bring the Sefer Torah all over the place. Let the people come up to the Sefer Torah. Okay. So, but we do, we kiss the Sefer Torah in shul. We also have a practice to kiss the Sefer. When you get an aliyah, some people have a practice to kiss the spot with the tzitzit string. Okay. But we do that in shul also. One other thing about kissing in shul, and that is the mezuzah. Take a look at 72. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph Man Aleph. The Gemara tells a wild story. Unklus bar Konomus Igair. Unklus, we know Unklus. Unklus converted. He was originally Roman, and he converted. So the Gemara says, I'll say it outside. The Gemara said the Roman, the Caesar, didn't like the fact that Unklus used to be a loyal Roman citizen, and he didn't like the fact that he converted to Judaism. So he sent some of the soldiers to have a talk with Unklus to show him the error of his ways in converting. So what happened? The soldiers came, and eventually they had a conversation with Unklus, and they were so convinced that they converted also, right? Because Unklus convinced them that he was right, that our religion's right. So the king then sent the other messengers, and he told them this time, don't engage him in conversation. Just bring him back here. Don't engage him in conversation. So he tried, but they couldn't engage him in conversation. On his way out, he saw the mezuzah hang on the wall, and he kissed them. He touched, and doesn't say he kissed, he touched the mezuzah. And so the soldiers, what's this all about? Oh, let me tell you what it's all about. By the time he finished, he converted them also. Right? And finally, the Caesar figured out, you know, I'm not sending any more soldiers left, Uncles. And I have no soldiers left. They're only converted. Anyway, and of course, the mezuzah represents, he says, you know, the king, a human king, sits in his palace someplace, and he sends out the soldiers to fight. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu accompanies us when we leave. He's with us. The Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Parakuf Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Hashem Yishmor Tzeis Govecha, and so on. So the Maharil in the Likutim, in 74, Likutim, O Tzari Aleph, quotes that when someone goes out, you should put your hand on the mezuzah and just say certain words, okay? One of the words has to do with the word tal, which is 39, and that corresponds to the word chav vav zayin vav. What's chav vav zayin vav? What's chav vav zayin vav? Okay, so that is actually, those are the letters that come right after yud kei vav kei. If you ever look at a mezuzah, you have the cloth inside is the parshas of Shema, two parshas. There's a shin on the outside. In the back, it says chav vav zayin vav kuzo, beis mem vav chav zayin vav. Okay. I'm sorry, Chav Zayin. And then again, Chav Vav Zayin Vav. Chav Vav Zayin Vav are the letters that immediately follow Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. So again, it's some sort of a mystical thing. And the other one, the word Mem, is the word Elokim, right? Yes, or Elokeinu. Okay, anyway, so that's what you say when you touch the mezuzah. Again, it's only about touching the mezuzah. Shulchan Aruch Haradeis and Reish Pehesiv Beis says, Yesh Omim Kesha Adam Yotzim and Abayis Yaniach Yadam Mezuzah. When you leave, touch the mezuzah. Okay? And you say, Hashem Yitzchot Metzeischa, that's the pasuk from before in 73. The Birke Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch rather, the Ramah. I'm sorry, bring that. This is the Ramah. This is the Ramah. Touch the mezuzah. But the Birke Yosef and the Chidor there in Sim Reish Pehe of Yoredei, Sim Kotan Dalet, says, Variz Atzal, Kosin Yich Etzba'o, and he crammed the middle finger and kiss it. So he mentions kissing the mezuzah as well, the Pesachei Tshuva. It's if Cotton Dalet brings up some of Rekiva Eger. I printed the Tshuva Rekiva Eger, Madura Kama Sim Nunchai. It's not no gay so much to us. But you know, we try not to touch the cloth of a Sefer Torah. If you have to roll the Sefer Torah, you try and hold it with your talus, not to touch the Sefer Torah cloth. Same thing with the mezuzah cloth. So he says you shouldn't put your hand on the mezuzah if the mezuzah is lying bare. Now, most of the time, we don't have that. We put it in a plastic and we put it in a nice cover or a design and so on and so forth. So it's not really so much nogea. Why isn't that a chatzitza? It's not on your doorpost. It's in something else. But okay, that's the practice that we have. But if Kiva Eger was concerned about that, and he says if you don't have that, you just have the tzitza, the mezuzah on the wall by itself, you know, then you shouldn't touch the cloth at all. All right. But anyway, we have an idea, therefore, that there's love for mitzvahs. That's what this is all about. I quoted the Shalom in his Maseches Pesachim, Perek Nei Mitzvah, Oslam and Tez. The Shalom said there were people who kissed any item for a mitzvah. Get this. He says, look at the second line. Ra'isim imnei aliyah ha-mechav v'mitzvahs, ha-yumenashkin ha-matzahs v'hamor. It's any trick, kiss your mara. And I guess if you're using horseradish, it's a little tough. But if you have a stalk, if you have, something else, lettuce, I guess you can kiss it. That's what he says. People would kiss the matzahs in the mara. V'chol ha-mitzvahs v'mitzvahs, every mitzvah. And a sukkah they would kiss when they were going. And arbaminim, akol l'chavev ha-mitzvahs, all to show love for the mitzvahs, like we said with regard to tzitzis. I just printed a side thing. Shechter was fond of quoting the Bnei Yisoschar in Agra de Kala on Parshas Vayetze, that pasuk we had before, the Yaakov kissed Rachel. Okay, we had that way back at the beginning. It was in Bereishis Parak, Chavtes Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yaakov kissed Rachel. Why? it's a little bit embarrassing to kiss her in public and so on and so forth. He said, it's a little inappropriate. So he said, no, for Yaakov, you know, that was a little, he was out. She was a mitzvah because you're going to get married. You're going to marry her. That's a mitzvah. She's an item used for a mitzvah. So then I saw that Agra the Kala, right? That day he was so excited. He kissed her, something ordinary people would like, but he wants to kiss her because she's a, almost like a chefter shal mitzvah, to use Brisker terminology. So I heard an old Yiddish joke, you know, that the man was very makbid to kiss the mezuzah every time he left the house. Nobody gave the mezuzah a nice big kiss. So his wife complained to him and said, I don't understand. You always leave the house, you kiss the mezuzah, you never kiss me goodbye. So he said, if you were hanging there, I'd kiss you also. Okay. Anyway, that's all about kissing. So we spoke about kissing your tzitzis and kissing your tefillin and kissing the Sefer Torah and kissing the mezuzah. What about kissing children in shul or grandchildren? So here, there's a statement by the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Reish Nun Hei 81. Lo yanashik odam bebeisa knesses es beno. Should not kiss your child in shul. And also lo bebeiso lifnei rabo. And even in your own house, in the presence of your rov. So they're two, that's what the Sefer Chassidim brings down. And he says, after they read the Torah, you should say, Shakenim Shikaspiyo, but kissing and passing Shirashim. Okay, fine. So, but, and of course, don't kiss the Sefer Torah. He says, if you have roke, you know, spit the saliva in your mouth. Okay. But the first part is what we're interested in right now. Don't kiss your child in shul, and don't even kiss your child at home if your Rebbe is there. So really two different things. One could say, well, kissing, again, it's not appropriate behavior in shul. Okay. And we'll see more about that. Or you could say it's a disrespect, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tshuva of Binyamin Zev. Shalos tshuvos Binyamin Zev, Siman Kuf Samach Gimel. One of the early achronim had some controversial piskei halacha, but is quoted by the Ramo not infrequently. The Rav in Greece, I think. So it says, Motsosi b'sefer aguda. I found in a sefer aguda, b'brochas parakeis, b'rochim b'shem sefer kolbo. The yesh, he has a few different things, and what we're interested in is at the end. He says, "V'lo yinashik adam levana v'saknesos." Why? Lahudia she'ein ava ke'ava sakadosh baruch hu. You don't kiss your child because you got to show in shul. My love is with a kadosh baruch hu. My affection is for a kadosh baruch hu. You don't. You have to demonstrate that's what shul is. No other love, no other affection that's comparable to that to kadosh baruch hu. The Ramon Adarkei Moshe and Rochaim Tzintzari Chesiv Gimel. Quotes this Aguda. I will tell you, we have the Sefer Aguda. I have it here at home, and it's in the database. This does not appear in the Sefer Aguda. Okay, the Binyamin Zev may have had a different version of the Aguda, again, or manuscript. And so he has this Aguda, and he quotes the Kolbo. It's a little strange also, because the Aguda and the Kolbo wouldn't quote each other. But okay, anyway, we have this source of Binyamin Zev, and the Ramah brings us lehalacha in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simim Tzadi Chesiv Aleph. Ramah brings Osir Le'odom Le'nashek Bonavak Tanam Reisaknesses. You should not kiss your children. He says little children. I guess his older children are probably not kissing anyway. You know, father's 65, this 42-year-old son comes, probably not giving him a big kiss anyhow. But little kid, don't kiss little kids in shul. Why? You have to show that, no, this is the place where my love is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Paskins Ramon LaHalacha mentioned as a side point. We had in Baigash a couple of weeks ago when Yaakov and Yosef met. So it says that Yosef fell on Yaakov's shoulders and cried, but Yaakov didn't fall on Yosef's shoulders. Why? So again, this is in Baigash, Perak Mem Vav, Bereishis Pasuk Chaf Tes, because he was saying Kriyashma. Well, what? When you say Kriyashma, you don't do anything else, because then your love is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not even for your son that you haven't seen in so many years. Okay, the Rav Kook has a tshuva, Orach Mishpat, Chelek Archaim Simon Chav Beis, okay, written to a certain Rav, and he says, you should not kiss your children in shul. Okay, and he says, even though the Ramah said his little children, he said that's because that's the norm. But really, it means anybody should not kiss anybody in shul. And for two reasons, he said, one, to show there's no other ava. And second of all, it's against, it's disrespectful in the sense that, you know, you're showing, you know, you're sort of diverting attention on Kadosh Baruch Hu to pay attention to somebody else. And that's not right. All right. Now, the fact of the matter is, we find other sources where people did seem to kiss in shul. There's a Gemara about Azar. Before I get to that, there's a Gemara about Azar that Yud Zayin Aleph talks about Ula, who would kiss his sister. Apparently, his sister raised him, and he kissed a hand on the top of the chest. And then the Taurus Chaim in 90 said, there about Azar, Zayin Aleph said, means on the garment. He kissed the garment. But Rashi there mentions a practice, Rashi. So it's an old practice in 89. Dibur Maskal Abay Chadayu, about Azar, Zayin Aleph. He says, Derech b'nei Adam k'sheyotz me'saknesses miyaru noshek la'aviv. People kiss their father and their mother, Limo, and any else, other great person, you should kiss them, at least on a hand, when you leave shul. Okay, the Rashi quotes that practice already. It's very interesting. Okay? I quoted a couple of Gemaras here that I saw in sources. We don't have time to go through them, but there's a Gemara in Adarim, Daf Tesam Beis, which speaks about Shimon HaTzadik, whose function in the Beis HaMikdash, who kissed a certain Nazir in the Beis HaMikdash. It's higher than the Beis HaKnesses. He kissed him. Okay. There's a Bryce and Abbas Rabnosan, Parag Vav Alacha Gimel. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wanted Rabbi Elazar to give drushes, and Rabbi Elazar didn't want to. And he did. He said such beautiful stuff. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai kissed him. He loved the drushes so much in the Beis HaMikdash. And Maseches Kala Parag Alav Alacha Chof Alav. We had it last week. So it's 93. Remember Rabbi Kiva said he wants to buy some property for Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon gave him his money, and Reb Kiva gave the money all away to the poor. And when Reb Tarfon asked, where's the property you bought? He showed him a pasuk. He took him to Beis Medrash, and he showed him a pasuk. It says you're supposed to scatter your fortune to the poor. And Reb Tarfon was so excited, he kissed him. He said, all in shul. Okay? And the Medrash Zuta also, okay, quotes in Koheles, Parsha Hey, Os Yud Zion. He says also that you heard a drush from Levi, gave him a kiss. So apparently, in some circumstances, okay. Some of the Sephardi poskim, you know, and we'll move to wrap up, by the Sephardim, it's a big thing. They kiss people on the hand, you know, more commonly, I think, than Ashkenazim. The Sephardim is a sign of respect. You know, they'll give somebody a kiss on the hand. So the Ben Ish Chai, the great Sephardi poskim in Parshas Vayikra, Os Yud Aleph, 95, he agrees, don't kiss your little children in shul, because you have to show them that there's no Ava like Ava Samokom, but it's permissible to kiss the children because that is covered for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, because you're not kissing this man because you love him. Your kids you love. No matter how they act up, your kids you love. You're not kissing a Talmud Chacham because you love him. You're kissing him because he represents a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's not a detraction from love of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's part of love of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay? But he says, you know, to kiss every relative, and some people had that practice. Provide you safe. Quotes the practice in Shuvas Yechavadas Chelik Dalat Simin Yud Beis. Okay, he writes, "Bebeis Haknesses Shal Olei Tzon Africa, the North African community, the Sephardi community. Every time someone came off an Aliyah, his whole family came with a whole big production. Everybody's kissing on the hand and so on. Gives them big kiss. We Ashkenazim, we wave shkoyach. You know, we shake hands. You know, shkoyach. Here they gave everybody a kiss and so on. So the Rabbi Yosef says that the minig is based on something important, and we have that practice. But he says it's covered." But he basically discourages doing it with every Tom, Dick, and Harry in shul. But let's look at the Sikkum in 96. Haminik sheyesh nogam istashik ima ola sefer Torah la'achar shesim kriyas ola Torah eino nocham lefi halacha. And she get rid of it with kissing everybody. However, okay, he says, Haminik sheyesh nogam istashik ima harav, but to kiss the rav, the Talmud Chacham, or the father is an other close relative, that he says absolutely absolutely permissible and is based on good sources. Okay, the Biur HaGroa, and there in Siman Tzadi Ches Sifalav Nat Ramah, quotes a Zohar, which is very important because the Zohar, and I'll say it outside, the Zohar is in Parshas Chayisara, 98. The Zohar says that it's during the time of Tefillah. Okay, maybe Yerucham would confirm, but they quote that Rav Moshe, Zichron Lebrach, would kiss his children and grandchildren in shul, just not during davening. Wasn't a din in being in shul. It was a din in davening. Rav Shurkin has a sefer, Megad Gibos Olam, where he quotes practices of different Talmid Chacham that he saw. So one of the things he writes, he saw Rav Moshe would kiss the children, and I would explain it's only during davening. I heard that Rav David, Zichron Lebrach, said that was his father's shita. It's only during davening. That's like the Zohar. It's not a din in being in the shul. It's a din in during davening.
I'll ask Reb Ruvain. I'll ask him.
Check it out. I've heard it from quite a number of different verses printed in Rav Shurkin Sefer, but to find out. You know. Anyway, just to finish, we're done with this. It's kedai to read this, okay? 99 and 100. The Mishnah Berurah, Gimel, comments on the Ramo's words, Bonim Ketanim, your little children. And he quotes the Shalah. He doesn't quote the whole Shalah. Shalah writes it much more strongly than the Mishnah Berurah does. But he writes, your real little kid, he says, don't belong in shul to begin with. They can't sit still. Okay, never mind kissing. Okay, and you could say, you know, you're not supposed to kiss your kid because you're not allowed to show Abba for anyone but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, what if the kid falls down and hurts himself? You want to give him a kiss just to make him feel better? That might be different, but the Mishnah Berurah shouldn't be in shul in the first place if they're not old enough to understand. Because look at the end of the line there. They play in shul and they jump around and they sometimes defile the kedusha of the place and mevalbum, and they mix up the other people trying to daven, they disturb the other people. And says the Mishnah Berurah, they'll grow up and think the shul's a playground, and they become adults, they talk in shul also. That's a powerful indictment. Well, I mean, I'm coming to shul since I'm a baby. I was always okay to joke and laugh around the shul. When they get older, they'll continue to joke and laugh around the shul. And it's not right. You look in the Shalom, it's in what he calls Maseches Tamid, Os Kuf Aleph and Kuf Beis. He says in very strong language, he says, he quotes another sefer, but he says, you shouldn't bring the little kids to shul. Look at the fourth line of 100. Amar Menachem, this person he's quoting. Not only is it not a mitzvah to bring them. It's a terrible thing to bring them. Because what they do, the kids play around. Zem mitzachikim zeh. This one's joking around. Zem makeh. This other kid's hitting him. And he hits him back. And this one's jumping. And this one's crying. And this one's singing. And this, you know, we know what goes on in shul. This one's talking. This one's yelling. That one runs over here. The other one runs over there. Okay? And some kids who relieve themselves in the diapers and everything in shul. I remember people coming to shul, women come to shul with a little baby and have a whole picnic. And they have a whole the tablecloth and sitting down. And also fathers coming with pretzels and food. If the kid's not old enough to sit in shul, then he shouldn't come to shul. If he's old enough and he's able to sit, good. And if he's able to sit a short time, he can bring him a little kid. But that's what the postman is talking about here. Okay? And it's but real little kids, it's a yotzes harbe hafsedo. But in any event, these are some insights into kissing. So we do kiss to come back full circle. We'll end with this to the Sfarno, okay, with whom we started. There is a concept or in the Medrash of kissing something like Aaron kissed Moshe as a sign of, you know, he was a kadosh, the way the Sfarno says it. So kiss things that have kedusha, tzitzis, tefillin, the Sefer Torah, the mezuzah, that's okay in shul. But to kiss children or adults or other people, that's not okay in shul. And according to Moshe Feinstein, at least not during the time of davening. And again, this is brought in shul. A lot of people don't know this, but you know, I try to be makbid and the grandchildren come to shul, so I want to give a nice big hello and a big hug and a kiss, but I will save the kiss for afterwards based on his din. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos. Sorry, I want the few minutes over. I wish you have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful weekend.
Good Shabbos. Rabbi, can I ask you one question, Rabbi? Just it's yeah. A more of a...